At Raising Cane's, we hand batter every chicken finger, mix every cane sauce, butter every Texas toast, stir every slaw, and salt every fry. Because when you do it right, you can taste it in every bite. Raising Cane's chicken fingers. One love.
Wake up, Lincoln.
Good morning.
Good morning.
It's great to stay up late.
It's time for Early Break.
Sponsored by Nebco and Anderson Ford. Live from Lincoln, America. Here's 93.7 The Ticket's Jake Sorensen.
I like Stone.
Husker Online, Steve Sipple.
And here comes a sandwich from God.
And longtime college football assistant coach, Bill Bush.
Hey, somebody grab me a mocha quick, would you?
This is Early Break.
Welcome back to Hour 3 on a Tuesday. Steve Sipple, Jake Sorensen, Bill Bush on Early Break. Third hour sponsored by our friends at Nebco.
The Co.
Now hiring at Concrete Industries for precast production labor. Check them out at concreteindustries.com or at nebcoinc.com. Also, Hour 3 sponsored by Anderson Ford. It's not a sandwich shop, but they are the ultimate sandwich of Lincoln. 27th and I-80, 33rd and Yankee Hill. All the Fords you could possibly want reside at Anderson Ford.
And it's Tinted Window Tuesday.
Oh, okay.
Tinted Window Tuesday. So if you get yourself a truck today, an F-150, they'll tint the windows for free.
God,
yeah,
that is not small.
That's not small. So it's Tinted Window Tuesday. Yeah, so
that sandwiches today.
What's that?
No sandwiches today.
No sandwiches. But they will have... I don't know if they're ever having sandwiches.
No, it's just the sandwich of Lincoln. You know? They sandwich the town.
They don't
they sandwich
have,
the
they're,
city.
It's not Mike's.
It's not Jersey Mike's up there.
It's not Jersey Mike's. It's not Subway.
Ford. We tried.
All right.
Yeah, and yes, the Nebco guys are here. They're in the building, sitting up there by the front. All right, we did this all football season.
We're doing this.
Here we had our final rankings in late January, and we have not done this yet for basketball. Big Ten basketball. Power rankings with an official open.
After being down by 17, Heartbreak City. Holy mackerel. From the corner, and it's over. Gonzaga, the slipper still fits. They win it, 73-72.
Look at the clock. And when you're sleepless in Seattle, why not get a little kiss? Gus! Oh, Major Onions!
Nicholas, the senior, with 2 seconds. Here he goes for the win! Yeah! Nicholas has done it! Maryland on to the second round and a most heroic finish.
Big Ten basketball power rankings. Edition numero uno here on the station.
This is epic.
Now,
this is epic.
We did, 1 through 6 in football. Then went bottom about 18 to 13. Yeah. Then the middle.
Oh, are we doing this?
You want to do the same thing for
that?
You want to go same?
Yeah.
We got to keep the same format here. So I hope we hope Lori and Kevin in Sioux Falls, who do the spreadsheet, will do this as well for basketball.
If they could, that would be nice.
That'd be very nice.
We're going 1 through 6.
Through 6 first, and then we will go bottom 18 to 13, and then 7 through 12, we will recap to end things here.
Well, it's going to be really interesting right off the bat.
Yeah, who's number one? I mean,
Illinois is number one.
Michigan's the highest ranked team, but does the Stool believe that they are the top team in the Big Ten?
No, I believe Illinois is the best team in the Big Ten.
Bill? He's thinking it over.
I'm going to concur.
Yeah. He thought about it.
I did think about it. That was impressive watching Michigan play against Michigan State. That is a good looking. I'm going to concur, though, from seeing Illinois live. Yes.
Here's why.
Illinois won.
Here's why. They're big. They're as big. And they're more skilled than Michigan. And they have the best player of those two teams in Keaton Wagler. It's clearly Illinois is better.
I'll give you that.
And that's the reason. More skilled and Wagler.
We all agree. Illinois, despite having more losses than Michigan overall, is playing right now the best basketball. They're 10-1. They've won 11 straight games. In general, they are number one in our rankings. Number two, is it Michigan then? Has to be Michigan, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Okay. What are you eating over there?
Yeah. What are you? You decide to go heavy
lifesavers during the
you can hear that you're chomping on candy.
You went Lifesaver Tuesday.
You could legitimately hear that.
Yes. Yeah.
Wow.
Certainly.
Okay. Yeah. I'm done.
Yeah.
All right.
Number two, Michigan. Now, yeah. three's got to be Nebraska, right? Michigan State is listed ahead of them because of
Jake,
alphabetical.
Jake, you're kind of being a little... why are you trying to push it? And how about letting people just kind of speak for themselves?
I assume will go with Nebraska. Nebraska beat Michigan State this year.
That's interesting.
Is Purdue in the conversation?
Well, they've lost. They beat Maryland to end a three-game skid. Yeah. They're in the conversation, but they are not ahead of Nebraska.
Okay, I'll give you Nebraska.
I'll put Nebraska three.
Even though we got bullied, I'll still do that.
Nebraska's three. You're right.
I got Purdue four.
Ooh. Okay. Now we have a conversation.
Yeah, we do.
I'm going Purdue ahead of Michigan State. I know they have a loss. That's my.
I don't mind that. I do not mind that.
Okay. So we're going.
I would say the stool is a little down on Michigan State.
Right now we are.
We are.
Yes, we are.
Because their lack of shooting ability.
They can't shoot.
Yeah.
The problem. They're 19-3. Great record, but they seem like a. Early out in the tournament.
I wonder what Keith Mann would say. Fears or Wagler player of year?
Now, Fears did have a game with 17 assists. And I shot him down a little bit. I said he's not that good. He's good. He's not Wagler good, though.
What about Braden Smith?
He's also very good at Purdue.
Oh, I like Braden Smith.
Okay, so
okay, four.
We're confirming Purdue at four, though. Michigan State five? Is that
No. I want Wisconsin five.
Oh, wow, ahead of Michigan State.
Yeah, one loss difference, but they have the best win. Wisconsin went to Michigan and beat them.
Jake, help us.
Yeah.
I like the rationale for Wisconsin.
No, I'm going to Wisconsin.
They are 16-6 compared to 19-3 Michigan State.
This is for five?
Yeah, this is for five. Purdue's at four.
Okay.
I'm sticking with mine. Wisconsin, you guys go. You guys run.
I'd still put Michigan State at five, but Sip, if you want to go Wisconsin at five,
No, here's what I want to do. This is
because in conference, what are they different?
No, hold on.
One
this
game.
Is
one
way
game.
To handle this. Bill, make your case for Wisconsin over Michigan State. Make your case.
My case for me is how they're playing lately, which is always a lot of times you look at the last four games or last 10 games.
Right.
If you took that, you'd take Wisconsin. Wisconsin has the biggest win on the road of the season.
Yes.
There's nothing compared to them beating Michigan at Michigan. And so that's the reason. Because I don't think there's any chance Michigan State couldn't win at home. So that's my reason.
I do not hate the rationale at all. It's very...
Make your case for Wisconsin.
Well, but Michigan State has less losses. They are 19-3. Their losses are to Michigan, Nebraska, and I forget who the other team would be. Some team in non-conference, maybe Kansas or Duke. So they don't have really any bad losses. Wisconsin does have some bad losses. They lost by 30 to Nebraska. Yeah. I know it's not that team anymore. They're better than they were in early December. But if we looked at collectively, Michigan State's better. If we're looking at right now who's the better team at this moment, I can see
the
argument.
Let's be in the moment.
I can't unsee that game Friday night. Michigan State was thorough. I thought they were thoroughly unimpressive for most of that game. Can't shoot it. Looks kind of disjointed. I'll go with Wisconsin.
Okay, I'm fine with Wisconsin five, but Michigan State's got to be six. We can't put them
below.
No,
UCLA.
No.
Okay.
I'm pushing back on that. I will not accept that. Michigan State at six. The 10th ranked team in the country is sixth in our power rankings.
I'm good with it.
Top five.
No, that's six.
Top six.
Now we're going bottom.
Okay, let's go six.
18-13.
Okay.
You got some competition for last year. It's pretty bad this year at the bottom.
Oh, God, we do.
Yeah, it's really tight.
I would like to vouch for Maryland to be last. I think they are horrific.
I want to vouch for Oregon to be last.
They're pretty bad, too.
They're 0-6 at home.
That's bad.
They're 0-6 at home.
They've lost eight straight.
They're 0-6 at home.
I've just got to go.
I shouldn't laugh. I mean, Dane is a coaching legend. I don't get what's going on there.
And you know they're well-funded.
They are.
So they're
okay, because of that.
Because of that should almost put them there, right? They're not. There's no way that Maryland and Penn State's funded as well as Oregon.
Yeah, Maryland's funded.
Yeah, so that they're last.
The fact you're 0-6 at home. All right, Oregon's dead last. That's just awful.
They've lost eight in a row.
Now,
they have lost eight in a row.
They're without Biddle and Shellstad still. That's not a good
Michigan,
team.
Michigan, that Penn State played really close.
Yes.
So I can't put Penn State 17th. It's got to be Maryland.
Maryland.
And then you got to go Penn State 16.
Yep. You have to, yeah.
So we got Oregon 18, Maryland 17, Penn State 16.
If you felt stuck trying to lose weight, you're not alone. Enter Weight Loss by Hers. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals. And Hers now offers access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. With Wegovy at Hers, lose up to 20% or more of your body weight when combined with diet and exercise. It helps you regulate your appetite, eat less, and keep weight off. Plus, Wegovy is the first GLP-1 available in a pill, so there are no needles needed. Everything is 100% online through Hers. You'll connect with a licensed provider who will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your medication is delivered right to your door. No insurance necessary. And it doesn't stop there. Weight Loss by Hers goes beyond medication by offering access to 24/7 messaging with your care team and tons of in-app lifestyle and nutrition tips like recipes, meal plans, fitness videos, sleep content, and more. Even better, with a range of affordable GLP-1 options, Hers makes it simple to find an approach that fits your needs and your budget, if eligible. You'll get a treatment plan personalized to you and unlimited dosage changes as needed. It's weight loss designed to work with your life. Ready to reach your goals? Visit forhers.com/women to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/women. forhers.com/women. Weight loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is the registered trademark of Novo Nordisk AS. To get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions, visit forhers.com.
Next, I think, has to be Northwestern.
I'm going Rutgers.
Oh.
Rutgers' record is really bad. 9-13. Northwestern's 10-12, also not good. Northwestern did win at USC, and then they beat Penn State too, I think.
Yeah, they went out and beat USC at USC on a long deal, and they have the top scorer in the league. That's why I'm going Northwestern.
Okay. Let's not forget though, Minnesota has lost 7 straight games. They could be in they're 3-8 overall. They just lost to Penn State, which is a bad loss the other day.
God dang it. So you're saying Rutgers 16?
No,
15.
Saying Rutgers.
God dang it.
Rutgers
they've been
15.
Playing pretty well.
But they haven't won. They have lost 5 straight. I mean, they're close, but they're not winning.
15.
Rutgers 15.
14. See, I'd go Northwestern.
That's Northwestern or Northwestern. Minnesota.
I'd go Northwestern. I've seen them both.
I would rather play Northwestern again than I would Minnesota.
Yeah. Okay. That's fine. Yeah. Northwestern 14, Minnesota 13.
Yep.
Okay, now we're to 7-12.
This is where it gets dicey.
For football. It's dicey for basketball. Everything. It's going to be a lot of arguing, I'm sure, here.
Ooh,
okay.
Yeah, there is going to be a lot of arguing.
Because, you know, look at the win streaks. Iowa has won 4 straight. Indiana's won 3 straight. Those teams all are vouching to surpass UCLA for that 7th spot.
I'm going Hawks.
I think Iowa at 7 is
Iowa
just fine.
Iowa 7.
Hold on.
They're 16-5 overall, 6-4 in conference play.
Okay,
Iowa.
Okay, I'm not going to be difficult here. 7.
Let's go Iowa.
Iowa 7.
Now probably UCLA 8 then or Indiana. Indiana just beat UCLA.
I'm going Indiana.
Okay.
8. 9 UCLA.
9.
Yeah, Jake, you like Ohio State.
USC has not been playing great. They did win at Wisconsin, which is a great win,
10
but they
Ohio
have not
State.
Played well.
10 Ohio State.
I'll agree with it.
Ohio State's at 10. Okay, so now we got Washington and USC. That's it.
Yeah, and it's – ooh, this is a tough one. Washington looked good on Saturday night, and they are coming around, and their schedule eases up.
I like Washington.
Okay, 11.
Ahead of USC?
Yes.
I do. USC, that loss, I can't forget about it to Northwestern at home. So what number was Washington? What are they?
Washington 11. Is number 11.
Yep.
Now, I think the latest bracket had USC either last 4 in or first 4 out for Lunardi. But they are not playing great basketball.
Okay, we did.
They are 16-6, so good record. But
okay, we're gonna go. You want to go bottom up or top down? Jake, you have the call. Which way
well,
you go?
let's go about 18-1.
Okay, I'll name the team. You name the
Jake. You have
I gotta
the,
have a
you
I gotta get
verbiage.
A player in here. Oh boy,
it doesn't have to be a player.
No, it doesn't have to be anything.
Could be anything.
Could be anything.
Let me gather myself here.
It doesn't have to be an ex player from Oregon.
I'm gonna try to do my best on that.
It could be anything going on.
It could be Courtney Love if you want. Okay, 18, Oregon.
That would be, I have one here, Dylan Brooks.
Okay, 17, Maryland.
Steve Blake.
Oh, God.
I would have went Lynn Bias.
Oh, God.
Yeah, that's a good one, too. Yeah.
I would have went Lefty, Drizel.
Yeah. You know, all three have one here.
And in the end, yeah. Lefty's the best. Okay. Lefty's the best. So let's not forget about that.
16, Penn State.
Tony Carr. Remember him, Sip?
Yes. Good guard.
Flat-footed shooter.
Oh, God, yeah. Yeah, I used to get in heated debates with you about whether he'd play in the NBA
we
or
did,
not.
We did, and he did not play in the NBA. He did not.
Who's next?
Rutgers, 15.
Ace Bailey.
Okay.
Okay. Northwestern, 14.
Let's go with current player Nick Martinelli. I like him.
I like it.
Minnesota, 13.
Kevin McHale.
Chris Humphreys.
Hey, why was McHale at the game the other day? Nebraska game.
He was?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Which
McHale
one?
Was the Nebraska game against Minnesota? The big one.
Oh, Michigan?
Yeah. No, Illinois. Really?
He was here?
Yeah. McHale was here. 100% here.
I did not know that.
Yeah. Kevin McHale.
Why was he here?
Well, I don't know.
Where was he sitting yet?
I mean, he's a friend of Fred's.
Did you notice that his shoulders were on backwards?
He's still super skinny. Yeah. Okay, Minnesota 13, got that. 12, USC.
Fight on!
Name somebody, Jake. Well,
I don't have a name for basketball.
Yeah, I like
them.
Fight on. I like that. Cheryl Miller.
Do you have?
There five. You go. Yeah. Thank you, Bill. You could name Bronny. Yeah. Washington, 11.
I don't think I have a player for you for them.
You could just name a football player then.
Michael Penix Jr.
Okay, there you go. Ohio State.
Jared team. Sullinger.
Whoa! Yo! One leg shorter than the other. He did.
Yes. He was good.
Yeah.
NBA player. Celtics. Yep.
Yeah. 10. UCLA, 9.
The late, great Bill Walton.
Okay. Yes.
Indiana, 8.
Bobby Knight.
Iowa, 7.
Steve Alford.
Whoa, okay. Whoa. 6, Michigan State.
Denzel Valentine.
Wow. Wow. God, we have them 6. That's causing a stir in the Big Ten offices.
It is. The 10th team of the country is 6 in the Big Ten.
5, Wisconsin.
Frank the Tank Kaminsky.
Okay.
Wow, he's a player.
Here's one for you. Purdue, 4.
Isaac Haas.
Oh, the big man.
Yeah. Always got a big guy.
Lost in Lincoln, right?
Yes.
Nebraska, number 3.
Joe McCray.
Sleepy Joe.
Joe McCray.
Solitary queen.
Yeah. He was.
Yeah, eating a big straw. He was eating a strawberry sundae. 3, Michigan, 2.
Mr. Fab 5, Chris Weber.
Thank you.
And 1, Illinois.
Let's go with Darren Williams, great guard from the early 2000s. With the Illinois Illini.
Darren Williams.
He was good. He played for the Jazz forever in the NBA. And the
really
Nets,
wasn't
I believe.
My thought. I he was that's good. Where we're going.
Oh. Name like some other greats. I was
for Illinois?
Yeah.
D. Brown was good.
D. Yeah. Brown.
Was good there.
D. Brown.
Luther Head, I think, yeah. was on that team in 2003 was really good. Or 2004.
Did they have a power forward that was really good?
Yeah. Luther Head.
Okay. Naming a couple more.
For Illinois?
Yeah. Oh, come on.
Gosh, they had...
For Washington, you went Michael Penix
they
Jr.
They had Ayo Dosunmu was a good yeah. player's guard.
He was good.
Markel Fultz, good one from Washington. Thank you, text line, for that one.
That was Markel Washington, Fultz. Yeah.
He was number 1 overall pick, wasn't he, for the Sixers and a bust? Really?
He's interesting. I absolutely remember Markel Fultz. He had shoulder problems. He had to relearn how to shoot.
That's the guy you... Yeah.
I saw him with the Magic guys. Yeah. Fultz was fascinating. He's like, I'm going to say 6'5", and he couldn't play away from the rim. So he'd get everything inside. It was really odd to watch. I think I don't know if he's out or not. He might be out.
I don't know where he's at now. That's our first ever.
I saw him in Memphis.
That's our first ever ranking, though, for basketball.
I think we did all right.
A lot more fun than what I thought.
Yeah, I think we did all right.
That's good.
As Sips, I think the Big Ten office is having a problem with 10th ranked in the country, Michigan State being 6th in the conference. But we're talking about current. Team.
We also had a system of why we had them.
We did. We talked through it. We talked through it.
We all watched the game on Friday and were all very unimpressed with that.
Yeah.
With the way they
But they almost lost to Rutgers also. Again, Nebraska will play at Rutgers also. They could lose that game.
You know what we're talking about? They were missing jump shots bad. Man. Cinder block bricks. Like, wow. You can't shoot it any better than that. That's what that was. What
now, when you try to, and there, I heard a pundit say that they're an outside in team, and that doesn't go well against Michigan because that is length. They're big dudes.
Yeah, they're long.
That's big dudes.
I can't get over the fact that our top, our bottom two teams, Oregon, Maryland. Very good basketball schools.
I know.
Historically.
Yeah. I know.
Just suck right now. They're bad.
Yeah, you're right.
You know who's in a mess right now mentally? Is Buzz Williams. They're potentially, they have a chance to finish dead last in our rankings as this fall unfolds.
They could.
And then the leading the SEC is Texas A&M.
The team he left.
Yeah. That was that. And,
interesting.
And it appeared as if it was more of a inter-office squabble.
Is that right?
That's what it seemed like when he left. It was kind of like wanted a certain thing. Yep. It wasn't like they were not being horrible. They've been in the tournament. They beat Nebraska 2 years
ago.
They
almost beat Houston that same year.
Yeah, the same year. So it wasn't like they were horrible. And it seemed like they just weren't in alignment. So it was kind of like, you know what? If you want Buzz, you just go a different direction. That's kind of what it
they
seemed
did.
Like. And then all of a sudden you're
sitting
there.
Buckyball.
Like, now all of a sudden you're sitting there in Maryland at maybe the worst team in the league. And it's well noted from the coach that left, that went to Villanova, that we don't have any. Remember, he had called a press conference before the tournament started, and said, we have no money. Our AD is leaving.
Kevin Willard, the former coach. Yeah.
Just went off on his own
he
program.
Did. He did.
Before the tournament started.
I forgot about that.
He just went off on his own program on this place is a joke. I couldn't even stay. We wanted to stay one night, an extra night in New York City to have the team and have a Christmas dinner.
That's a great memory.
We had to drive home at 3 a.m. So, I guess.
He aired it all out.
We played the audio of that. Prior to them playing in the tournament.
Yep.
Yeah. As he
aired his.
Yeah, airing of grievances.
Kevin Willard no longer there at Villanova now. When we come back, the NFL, I guess, wants to play in every country on earth, but tell you why. Next, really breaking the ticket.